aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino. I love the sound of breaking glass, especially when I'm lonely. I love the sound of this condition. There's nothing new. Oh, nothing new. Sound of breaking glass. I love the sound of breaking glass.
All right, there we have. Hey, this was Nick Lowe. This is a song from 1978. I love the sound of breaking glass. And this one went actually to number 7 in the United States in 1978. It was produced by Nick Lowe as well. It's kind of a cool song. And I wanted to mention this because we had that vocabulary earlier. We had to shatter a window. I love the sound of breaking glass. So you break a window, you call that a shatter. To shatter. And then the little pieces of glass could be called shards of glass. Shards of glass. So there you go, Mr. Nick Lowe. I love the sound of breaking glass. There you have it. All right, we're going to move on, everybody. It's time to move on. We talked about gin made from elephant dung. But I promised before the break, though, that we would talk about your responses to the Twitter translation. And a lot of people are writing in. Mucha gente participando. Así nos gusta, ¿no? Los espantapájaros no espantan a los pájaros. Okay. Scarecrows don't shoo birds away. Oh, I like that. Shoo, shoo, get out of here. Shoo. Oh, I haven't heard that. I've never heard a Spaniard say that, to shoo away. Get out of here. Tu fuera. Shoo. No. Yeah. But normally as a verb, we would say simply espantar, right? Do you know espantar, which would be to scare away. Asustar hasta que vayan, no? Hasta que se vayan, eso es. To scare them until they leave. So to scare them away. Scarecrows don't scare away birds, and that's carne. But I would say scarecrows don't scare away the birds, los pájaros, en este caso. Bueno, maybe we're talking about generally. Scarecrows don't scare birds, but we need to scare away. Cuidado, Fran. Manolo, scarecrows don't scare birds, but I like to scare away. Don Manuel says, scarecrow, don't scare away crows. Well, crows would be los cuervos. So, scarecrow is literally like, asusta cuervos. Ay, qué susto. And then it scares them away. Like Jaime would have that. And Joseph writes in, scarecrows don't scare, cuidado, scared, but no. They don't scare away the birds. The scarecrow doesn't scare. Scarecrow, cuidado, Jesus. Scarecrows don't scare birds. Because I like birds. There you go. It's Tino, one of Tino's favorite songs, right, Tino? I like birds. Yeah, it's a good one. I think we should end the show with this song, too. What do you say, Tino? We can end the show with this song. It's a good one. Who is this? I forget. Eels, that's right, eels. Yeah, it's a good old song. This song's about 15 years old, I think. Algo así. Anyway, we'll come back to that song. We can end the show on that one. That's a good one. But for now, it is time to move on, everybody. I hate talking about mistakes, but I hear a lot of them. So let's have a look at today's common mistake.
I have a new.
I have some news. Not a new. I have some news.
Common mistakes.
All right, everybody. Common mistakes. Mistakes. Yeah, this is one that I hear a fair bit. He is doctor. Él es médico. He is doctor. No.
Mal.
Oh, sorry. He is a doctor. Yeah, he's a qué triste, ¿no? He's a doctor. Mi hermano es médico. My brother is a doctor. Okay. ¿Eres abogado? Are you a lawyer? Are you Joseph quiere ser piloto. Joseph wants to be a pilot. ¿No era tu madre enfermera? Wasn't your mother a nurse? Lucy quería ser peluquera. Lucy wanted to be a hairdresser. Yeah, she wanted to be a hairdresser. Ahora es contable. Now he's an accountant, or he or she is an accountant. Yes. Antes era camarero. Él, por ejemplo, he used to be a waiter. Ahora es bombero. Now he's a firefighter or a fireman. ¿Quiere ser profesor? Does he want to be a teacher? ¿Le gustaría ser veterinario? She would like to be a vet, a veterinarian. A vegetarian veterinarian, for example. Anyway, we have a bunch of people writing in con preguntas. We already did our by request section, but I like to keep the lines open here. Bala Negra writes in and says, "Hi, Kyle. Best wishes. Congratulations on your show. One question. When do you use family as a plural collective noun and when as a singular noun?" Whoa, that's a tough one. It's kind of like the same thing that happens with teams like Real Madrid. Real Madrid is winning. Real Madrid are winning. If you think of Real Madrid as the collection of players, then you could say, oh, they're winning right now. Who? Oh, those guys down there, you know, the players, the collection of players, they are winning. But sometimes you think of it as a singular. And the same with family. But I would say the family, you'd say the family is here. The family is arriving. There's going to be a family reunion. And all of the family is arriving tomorrow. The family is arriving. Singular. But in the plural, you'd normally say the family members are arriving. Yeah, my family are arriving. My family is, I would say, usually. It's tricky, though. That one is a bit tricky, and I don't think there's a firm rule. But thank you very much for that question through Twitter. Luis says, "Hi, what's the difference between foster and campaign or promote?" Bueno, campaign versus campaña, like a campaign, a political campaign. Now, to foster as a verb is kind of like to promote. They're very similar. We're trying to foster good international relations. It means we're trying to promote, promover. Basically the same as to promote, but less common. Now, campaign would be campaña, but it can also be a verb to campaign for, right? To try to promote something. We're campaigning for a certain politician, right? Or a politician runs their campaign. They go out and they campaign. They go around trying to tell people what their beliefs are to try to gain votes. That's called campaigning as a verb. Now, to foster is like to promote. We're trying to foster prosperous relationships. I'm campaigning for my campaign, but those are very different. But promote is similar to foster, but promote is much more common than foster, I will say. Luis, that's a tricky question. poco difícil, eh? All right. Anyway, I think those are all the questions that we had today. Shall we take a look back in time, Tino? Tino likes to, you know, we want to think about the future, but it's also important to know where you've been. So let's go back and have a look back in time for this day, November 28th, today in history. Today in history. Well, the Grand Old Opry began broadcasting on this day back in 1925. One of the longest-lived and most popular showcases for Western music began broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. And the showcase was originally named The Barn Dance after a Chicago radio program called The National Barn Dance that had begun broadcasting the previous year. Now, they were impressed by the popularity of this Chicago-based National Barn Dance Radio, and WSM Radio in Nashville decided to create their own version of the show to focus on Southern audiences who couldn't receive the Chicago signal. Now, both the Grand Ole Opry and the National Barn Dance aired on Saturday nights, and they featured folk music, fiddling, which is kind of like el violín, but more upbeat, kind of Celtic style or country style, and the relatively new genre of country western music. Now, both shows created a growing audience for a uniquely American style of music, and they were launching grounds. Right? They were an incubator. Launching grounds for many of America's most loved musicians, including the singing cowboy, they called him Gene Autry, who got his first big break on the National Barn Dance. And local radio producers at WSM in the area that recognized that Americans were growing nostalgic for the rural past. So all live performances at the Grand Ole Opry were required to dress in hillbilly costumes, like very sort of del pueblo, old-fashioned costumes, and adopt old-time names. So this is funny. This is something that was common in country music and country and western is, you know, dressing up in the cowboy hat and an old-fashioned look. So this was basically marketing for that type of music. And people would relate to it and people would feel nostalgic to the old ways, the old lifestyle, and they would relate to that. So people would dress up like farmers and in old-fashioned clothing and go and perform. Now, the Grand Ole Opry radio program was a 4.5-hour show, and it became one of the most popular broadcasts in the South. And just like the Chicago version, National Barn Dance, it helped make country and Western music an enduring part of, let's say, of the American music landscape. So it was really, a key part of the development of country and western music in the southern states. And now there's of course the Grand Ole Opry actual bar where you can go, or the, and it's a dance hall and they line dance. And I remember when I was, young in Canada, and in the 1990s, let's say, that on television on Saturday, they would say, okay, it's time for live from the Grand Ole Opry. And they would start playing this music and people would be dancing. And it was a whole TV show, went on for hours. Tino, do you like country and Western music? Estilo country? Yeah, he likes it, right? Yeah, I like it too. In fact, I think we're going to have, I haven't said anything yet, but I think we're going to have a country band on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm talking to, I got an email from a country band today, Tino. So we'll try to bring them in, maybe play some music. We might have a few new and very interesting musical guests in the next few weeks. We're going to have some interesting shows for you if you're a music lover. Anyway, we sometimes talk about facts. This is one we haven't done for a while. How about that? And that's a fact. It's a strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. A world where knowledge is power. A world where we strive to know as much as we can. Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Or that a shark can detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Today's fact might not turn you into a genius, but you just might find it interesting.
And that's a fact.
All right, everybody, it's time for facts about books. Facts about books? Oh my gosh, Kyle. No, you know what? I think it's not time for facts about books. I'm lost, everybody. I've lost my book. I have to change to something else. Let's talk about the Wild West, Tino. El Oeste, dice el Oeste Salvaje. Lejano. Ah, no. No, you know what? We are going to do this. Excuse me. Perdóname. Facts about the sun. El sol. Oh, my gosh. Kyle, you're losing control of the show here. Yeah, no. Facts about the sun. Vamos a hablar del sol hoy. Okay, we're going to talk about the sun. Here's a fact for you. It takes... Now, or maybe you can guess, Tino. Can you guess, adivinar, how long it takes for sunlight to reach the Earth? Now, remember, sunlight travels over 186,000 miles per second, por segundo. ¿Sabes cuánto tarda, Tino, en llegar a la Tierra? It takes 8.3 minutes, 8 minutos. So if the sun exploded or somehow stopped burning or became blocked, it would take over eight minutes for the light to go out. Now, why does the sun look yellow or gold? Well, that's because we're viewing it through the Earth's atmosphere. But given the real temperature of the sun, it would probably be more without the distortion of our atmosphere, it would probably be closer to white, más blanco. The sun rotates once every 26.8 days. Now, what's the temperature of the sun at the core? I'll tell you, it's hot. It's muy caliente. Right? Hace calor, ¿eh? En the sun. It's about 73 million degrees. 73 million degrees. It takes 50 years for this energy to reach the sun's surface. Now, this is at the center, a centro, ¿eh? Bien calentito. 73 million degrees. Now, out of our solar system, this is how big the sun is. Just think about this, folks. Out of our solar system, out of all the mass, todo la masa, ¿no? You can say, and the sun, about 99.85% of all the matter is the sun. 99.85% of all of the solar system is the sun. Now, there was an astronomer, an English gentleman named James Jeans. Como los vaqueros. Jaime Vaqueros. James Jeans. And he calculated that if you placed a piece of the sun's core the size of the head of a pin, just the size of a head of a pin, on the Earth, it would be so hot that it would kill a person 94 miles away. Porque hace tanta calor que it was so hot. Tanto calor.
Barraro.
Hombre. Right? Now, the Earth only receives a tiny, tiny bit of the sun's power. In fact, only 2/1 billionths of the sun's power. That's a lot of power. The sun produces more energy in 1 second than human beings have produced in all of our history. In less than a week, the sun sends out more energy than we could make by burning all the natural gas, oil, coal, and wood on Earth. My gosh. The amount of power that falls on each square foot of the sun's surface per minute is about 126 watts, enough to light 2 standard 60-watt light bulbs. The amount of power that falls on each square foot of the Earth's surface. I mean, this is a lot of power coming down. That's why solar energy is so powerful, right? If we can get efficient solar panels, we've got it made. Now, the gravity on the sun is 28 times that of Earth. 28 veces más. So if you weigh 120 pounds on Earth, on the sun, you'd weigh 3,360 pounds in terms of that amount of downward pressure. There you go. Interesting stuff. Interesting facts today about the sun, everybody. Del sol. All right. Now, I have another question. Otra pregunta. En serio? Yeah, I have another question. This one came in from Pedro. Pedro said, Kyle, what is the difference between for now and by now?
Ah.
For now means temporarily. Well, we'll use this one for now. Right, for now means temporarily, whereas by now means up to now, hasta ahora. Inclusivo. If I studied Spanish every day, would I speak? If I studied Spanish every day since I arrived in Spain, would I speak perfect Spanish by now? Probably. Well, at least much better, right? But I really don't study very much. All right. As always, you can send your questions in for the by request portion of the show. All right. But there you have it. Hey, why don't we only have a couple minutes left in our show. You know what? I'm going to translate some sentences. Un par de frases de traducción. One of Tino's favorite things to do. One of my favorite things to do. Very, very useful structure. Let's practice with too much, too many, and enough. Okay, if I say, el chino es demasiado difícil para mí. Chinese is too difficult for me. Okay, es demasiado complicado. It's too complicated. Tiene demasiadas preposiciones. It has too many prepositions. It has too many prepositions. Tiene demasiada gramática compleja. It has too much complex grammar. Fumas demasiado. You smoke too much. Fumas demasiados puros. Fumas demasiados puros, Tino. You smoke too many cigars.
Alucinante.
Eso es. ¿Por qué fumas tanto? Why do you smoke so much? El techo es demasiado alto para tocarlo. Cuidado con eso. The ceiling is too high to touch. The ceiling is too high to touch. No soy lo suficientemente alto. No soy lo suficientemente alto. I'm not tall enough. Soy demasiado bajo. I'm too short. Okay. El techo no es lo suficientemente bajo. The ceiling isn't low enough. Okay. So these are structures that, people make a lot of mistakes with these. Too much, too many, and enough. And we say demasiado. Demasiado is just problematico. It's too much. It's too hot. Right? So you can't say too much hot. It's too, followed by the adjective, it's too hot. There are too many. There's too much salt in the water. There are too many people in the city. Okay? So there you have it. Yeah, too much and too many. We're just about out of time. I'm going to finish there, everybody. And we're going to go out with a little song about birds. Una canción sobre pájaros. And how we love birds. This is a group called Eels. We'll leave you with this one. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Friday edition of the Drive Time Show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Birds.
There you go. I like birds. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Birds.
No dejes un asunto tan importante como tu formación en idiomas por esa presunta falta de tiempo, porque esto solo maquillará la evidencia. La formación en idiomas, especialmente en inglés, es cada vez más imprescindible. Esta decisión te podrá parecer arriesgada, pero te aseguro que estarás apostando por un valor seguro.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Disney English Vaughan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Vaughan con la magia de Disney. Sigue siendo el método Vaughan al 100%. No olvidemos que